This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do, I mean, seriously, be involved in the conversation. You know, get involved in the conversation. The, man, I tell you what, I don't know if some of you caught Trump's speech tonight. Man, the guy had to go through some weather to get there, which isn't a big deal. I realize that, you know, they're used to weather back there, and he's out of New York, so it's not a big deal. But just the people hanging out waiting for him, the drive that they had. I mean, I don't know. And what was it, Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Billy Bob? She couldn't get anybody to show up at her stuff, which I just still find it kind of amazing and interesting, you know? So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be a part of the conversation, if you don't, hey, look, whatever floats your boat, as they say. We're going to be joined, I hope we're going to be joined, by Corey Duncan later on in the hour. Corey's our, we lovingly refer to as our mad black man from Baltimore. And he likes, you know, he does have his finger on the pulse of what's going on in the streets there. You know, he has a clue of what's happening in Baltimore and a few other. You know, he works. I can't tell you where he works, but what I can tell you is there's a boatload of Democrats there. And he actually finds it amusing. He's a very sick man. Have you guys heard about these sanctuary, you know, the sanctuary, no, not cities. Stop it. Let me finish. Sanctuary colleges. That's right. Sanctuary college campuses. Popping up all over the place. I mean, you got to get a hold of your kids, people. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You've got to get a hold of your kids. You got to check them out. Make sure they're, you know, I don't know. Their brain cells not working? So, over the last couple of days, I'm watching these things pop up all over the place. And how the kids, yeah, and I do mean the kids, are talking about this. So, Campus Reform, who I love to steal stories from, not really story, they went out to George Washington University, and during the walkout, the student walkout, the students were demanding sanctuary campuses, which I don't really understand. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Do they understand where the money is coming from all of this, for all of this, I should say? Anyway, let's take a listen. Take a couple minutes, we'll listen to this. I just don't understand this. This really infuriates me. I don't understand that whole tax dollar thing. You know what I'm saying?
So around the country, we've seen the sanctuary campus movement. Students are asking administrations to make their campus a safe space for undocumented immigrants and make sure that...
They're illegals. Illegal immigrants. Undocumented. Listen, here's the thing. You don't want the undocumented. Any one of those could probably produce an ID from Mexico. Pretty much most of them, anytime they really need to. You know what I'm saying?
Federal agencies are not able to enforce immigration law on campus. So how do you feel about the sanctuary campus movement?
I think it's a great thing that students are pushing for.
I'm a supporter of the sanctuary movement. I think everyone should feel safe on university spaces.
I think that they have a right to be.
So, I guess you can't be safe when you're doing something illegal and you're on college campuses, huh?
Going to the school, and as a result, I don't think they should be living their day-to-day life in fear.
I definitely support it because I feel like America should be a place for everyone.
I think that
we are a place for everyone. Really, seriously. Maybe if you had to pay your own bills. Maybe if your tax rate was based on how many illegals you wanted to harbor at the school. Maybe if some of these kids actually had to pay their own way and actually saw the numbers on them. You know, I love it when they move out of the house. Like, they're 18. They can't wait to get out of the house. They get out of the house. They go, hey, yo, what do you mean the toilet paper doesn't fill up the bathroom all by itself? My refrigerator's been empty for months. I don't understand it. It was always full at home. Right? I mean, they're just amazing. I got to watch the heat, Dad, because I can't afford the heat. Like, oh, really? You can't? What a surprise.
It is really important for students to feel safe while they're at school.
I don't mind it. I mean, I think it's fine.
I think it's a good movement.
We should be able to be protected from, you know, outside people coming in, much like how we would want protection from some stranger coming in and knocking in on our door. I feel like immigration would have to go through those same rules.
Okay, so the university official rules should trump sort of like the federal agencies.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, because that was the way our founding fathers always meant it to be, was that schools would always have much more power than the federal government. You're paying for this. Think about it. You're paying for this. You're paying for this education. You're paying for these yo-hos. You're paying for this.
Kind of trust them more than Donald Trump.
Okay, so kind of, I trust
the school officials that's blown all kinds of money. They're letting people in here illegally that have never paid a nickel in taxes to go towards paying for the school. But we should do it anyway. But hey, makes me feel good.
W administration over Trump administration?
Yeah.
What about a sanctuary campus where student loan laws don't affect you here?
Oh, absolutely.
Sanctuary campus from student loans where you don't have to follow student loan laws. Do you like that one?
I mean, I do like it because I have student loans.
Student loans are something that really cripples a lot of students with fear, and they're wanting to make this a safe space from student loans, so.
Yes, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm totally for something like that.
I don't think a school can say, we're going to get rid of your debt.
School can't say, we're going to get rid of your debt, but they can say, we will absorb the debt of the illegals coming on board. Let me see, for American citizens who enter into debt to go to school to get educated, so they get a job in America and pay taxes in America, the school can't do anything about that, but bring on the illegals. We'll pay for everything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Please, feel free. Go throw up. Come on back. And mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, on the chat room, in the chat room. Okay, on the air, on the Facebook feed. Excuse me. We have a live chat room too. I'll tell you what that is in a second. Live chat room. If you're watching on Facebook and you don't want to do that, you want to go somewhere else and watch, you can always find us up on my website, therealside.com. That's where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of things happening up there. You can add your name to the list. I send out an email every week. I let you know who's going to be in the show, the topics we're going to discuss, that kind of thing. And I usually do have some fun with it. Anyway, Corey Duncan will join us in the next hour. I don't know if he's caught in that snow back there or what, but he's going to join us in the next hour. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore, so he'll be with me in a little bit. Also, the, you know, it's funny, I know, I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
I was talking to a publisher today. Yes, newspaper publisher today, and he had said he just attended up in San Francisco. He had just attended a, you know, publisher's convention, if you would. And he said a big portion of the people there, a big portion of the publishers there, ended up walking out. Now, not a majority of, but a big portion of, ended up walking out when the president of the association, you know, like the press association, whatever you want to call it, actually went off on how they had to strip off all I'll call them roadblocks and bias and what have you in reporting on Donald Trump. That it didn't matter whether they sound biased, look biased, or what have you, but they had to do everything they could to stifle and hurt and slow down this administration. So in other words, they want Trump to fail. They're not going to let him fail on his own. They're going to help him. They want Trump to fail. Do you remember when Rush Limbaugh said something about this President Obama failing? And the Dems went crazy, and they were talking about, you know, how Rush Limbaugh was telling people that they should hope that the president fails. And then he went even a little further with that, or they went a little further with that. They were talking about how Republicans wanted him to fail, and then they twisted that. They wanted him to fail because he was a black man. God, these people, really. And we did this last night. We talked about this where they put Nancy Pelosi back in power. And they say, we have a problem? They say, we're out of touch? We don't have a clue? I got news for them. Anyway, back to the... So sanctuary campuses, especially in the California area, are like the end thing. You know what I'm saying? Where kids can come, you know, because everybody deserves a degree. Everybody deserves to be educated. Everybody, no matter where they are in the world, no matter what it costs us, no matter how many professors or anything else you have to get on college campuses, everybody should be allowed to go to college pretty much for nothing. And if they're illegals, even more so. So Campus Reform sent a reporter out to George Washington University. The students were participating in a pro-sanctuary walkout. But I would imagine if they had to pay for this, let's say that they were sat down and said, okay, we'll do this for you. But every student that comes here, you have to pick up the difference in tuition. You have to pick up what it costs us to have them here. Which is not really the best. I mean, they're here illegally, period. End of discussion. Take a listen.
Some people would say that they can't say that about immigration law, though, and they are.
Interesting. I could see that.
So the administration would basically ignore federal laws regarding, like, student loan repayment to make sure that students can get an affordable education.
I think that's a good idea.
Sanctuary campus.
Yes, let's ignore the law. I think that's a good idea.
This is from underage drinking laws, where we don't have to enforce underage drinking laws on campus.
I do agree with that one, like if you're caught underage drinking.
I love that, too. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, underage. I'm underage. Oh, I like that one. I think speeding laws, they should be put on hold for white guys age 57 years old that come from Italian descent. I like that law. You know, what do you think?
Maybe the penalties would be less.
I would feel safer if I knew that I could drink underage without breaking the law.
No. What he meant to say was, I would feel much better off if I could drink while I was underage and not get caught.
Interesting point. I guess I would support that.
Safe space for partying.
Yeah.
It's kind of just about making the campus a safe space for everyone.
Yeah, I think it should be a safe space for everybody. I don't think anybody should be judged.
Be a sanctuary campus from final exams this year.
Interesting. So that would mean no final exams?
Yeah.
It's been really stressful, especially after the Trump election. Like,
the fact that they'd even stop to think that they wouldn't be given a final exam. So what do you use to measure them? What do these snowflakes expect to be measured by, I wonder? I'm just curious.
it's really hard to focus on your studies when, like, there's so much else going on. Like, there's all this media that's being pushed at you, all these, like, things that are being pushed at you. And
don't watch it! Come on, people, really? What are you raising here? I want to talk to her parents. What are you raising here?
There's all this stuff coming at you. There's all this noise going on around you.
Well, who's creating the noise, really? Aren't you doing it for all intents and purposes? I get a kick out of these kids, you know.
Yes, they want a, what was it? They wanted from because they were protesting. They want an extra day to take their test, maybe two. Now that Trump's been elected, they need a couple of days to recoup, get their mind back in order.
Kind of hard to concentrate, so I guess we can kind of understand that one as well.
This is a sanctuary campus of no more parking tickets, where parking ticket laws don't affect students here at GW.
Definitely, even though I don't drive.
But. Save space from parking tickets?
Yes.
I have a car.
So, do you see where this is going? I mean, I know, we only have a couple more seconds with this, but do you see where this is going? I mean, as long as it saves them and it saves their butt, they're for it. There's no thought as to how much it costs us. And then being a sanctuary college? My God, that's a new one on me. Not new, we've been doing stories about this for a couple months now, but think about that. A place where illegals can come, they can get educated, you can't throw them off, you can't ask them any questions, and we pay for their education.
I'm parked on campus here, and I don't feel like this is a safe space for me with my car.
Then, yeah, I kind of do agree with that one.
A safe space campus from parking tickets, so like a sanctuary campus from parking law.
Are we serious? I mean, think about how ridiculous this is. I realize it's kind of ridiculous that I'm playing it, but I haven't, you know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you need to hear, you need to see, you need to experience the, I don't know, are we helping these people? Are we really helping these people on campus? I don't think so. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Real Side on GCN Live. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean, do be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, really, seriously. We were talking about the students at George Washington University. And they had a walkout there recently, and they demanded that the campus be a sanctuary campus. Somebody needs to really sit these kids down and show them what it's costing, and maybe make them work or pay the difference. What do you think? Right? You know, because a lot of these in California, the illegals get to go to school for in-state tuition. Now, if you move here from Texas, or Idaho, or Indiana, or Illinois, or Massachusetts. Massachusetts, as some of you remember it. You have to pay out of state. You'd have to pay out of state tuition. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? So anyhow, I just so much appreciate this. I think this is hilarious. So anyhow, come on, where'd it go? You were here a minute ago. Ah, there you go. So I don't know. I don't think I did this story the other day. I know I talked about it. I'm not so sure I actually did it. And and what's disgusting about this, or this is very disgusting, I should say. I'm so irritated at this administration for not doing what it promised it would do, for not doing what its job, what it was supposed to do. You know, the most transparent, the most caring, and the buffoon had the guts to come out I'm talking about Obama, sorry. He had the guts to come out and talk about how much he does for the veterans. They haven't fixed this. They've done absolutely nothing for the veterans to make it right yet. Now, 4 employees immediately resigned at VA hospital. A physician's assistant, 3 nurses, including the director of nursing, in the wake of an investigation where, okay, you guys might get sick, but you got to hear this. They found maggots in the wounds of some of our vets. Can you believe this? Our vets. Not, I don't know. I don't want to belittle anybody, but not somebody's, there is no way to make this soft. And our vets, these guys that fought for your rights, these guys that fought for your ability to be a nurse, to be a physician's assistant, to make this country better, to make it so, yes, even women could go to school. Think of the other countries, what's going on in other countries in that area. Right? So the four employees at the Tallahena, Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs Center have resigned after a patient was found with maggots in his wounds shortly before he died. Oh, God, is that heartbreaking for anybody? I mean, think about it. And it's one thing if it's this happens one with every 10,000 patients. Not that it would make it acceptable, but you'd have to sit back and go, okay, this is not the norm. What happened? Where did we miss it? But this is the norm. Not being able to get appointments, not being able to get the medical treatment they need to get. I'm telling you, go in there, speak gibberish, and tell them you're a refugee. You'll get what you need. You'll get moved forward. You know, up in the list. Now, Tallahena Director Miles Deering confirmed the maggots didn't enter the wound after the patient died on October 3rd, but rather were present while the patient was still alive. Doesn't that make the family feel much better? At least he had company, right? However, Deering stressed that the patient did not die from the maggots themselves. He did not succumb as a result of parasites. He succumbed as a result of sepsis. 73-year-old veteran Owen Reese Peterson initially came to the medical center with an infection, but then ended up with sepsis. He came with an infection. Something they decided that maybe maggots would help him with or something? I don't even know. Now, Peterson's son, Raymond Parker, described the frustration of how poorly his father was treated while at the facility, even though he tried his best to be an advocate for his care. Staff seemed to completely ignore him. The man was there 21 days. That's why you shouldn't go to the hospital. The VA hasn't been fixed, people. Hasn't been touched. Nothing's been done to make that better. Nobody's been fired. Nobody's been moved along. People have been moved laterally, whether in the organization or in the government. This isn't right. During the 21 days I was there, he said, I pled with the medical staff, the senior medical staff, to increase his meds so his bandages could be changed. He said, I was met with stonewalled for much of that time. Can you imagine being there going, look, my dad's got these sores, he's got these things going on in his body, and you won't help him. You won't fix it. I would have to get an attorney on this. I mean, seriously, when you think about how far along he had to be, what had to be going on in his wounds, and they were checking him every day. Right? Every day they were checking him. And nobody noticed it? Nobody found these things? Now, the director, Miles Deering, you ready for this one? He also serves as the Secretary of Oklahoma's Department of Veterans Affairs. What do you think of that? So you had the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs, then you had the Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs, and we still had a veteran die with maggots in his wounds. What planet, what altered universe, or alternate universe, does that make sense? And this is not a Dem or Republican thing, really, seriously. Let's see how fast our people jump on this. 17, the 73-year-old veteran, Owen Reese Patterson. Come on, think about it. 73 years old. That's not old. He simply came there with an infection. I remember the old folks from the old country always afraid to go to the hospital. They never wanted to go to the hospital. They said they wouldn't come out. You get viruses in the hospital. You get sick. That's what they used to say. Now, since this has happened, now the Oklahoma VA has since reported the maggot incident to the Oklahoma State Department of Health and sent over a report to district attorney, which means charges might be forthcoming. Might. I don't think they should might be. I think they should be. I don't understand what we're waiting for. Enough of this stuff. You put a couple of these people in jail, or matter of fact, I'll do you one better. How about this? How about instead of putting them in jail, instead of putting them through all this process, you make them have to use these places for their health care. They have to get in line just like everybody else that they screwed up, right, over the years. Put them on the same list. Make them take the same medication. Deal with the same nurses. His son said that he kept pleading with him over the 21 days he was there. And the staff would not increase his meds. They really wouldn't do much of anything for him. Maybe they thought he was dying. He said that, you know, and as far as he was concerned, the son says, he thought the nurses were excellent. Now, I may not agree with him. Right? I mean, the nurses could have made some more noise, screamed louder. I don't know. I wasn't there. But he said he believes it was a bureaucracy. In late November, Daring, the director, was given a raise by the Oklahoma Veterans Commission, which is responsible for overseeing the Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs. The raise amounted to an extra $15,000 a year. It was controversial at the time because the maggot scandal was still front and center. See, the government, this is everybody says, you know, these union jobs, government jobs, yada, yada, yada. You've got to get one, because if this had happened to you in private practice, if this had happened to you while you were running a hospital, not only would you lose your job, you probably could never get a job in the medical industry again anywhere in the private sector, and you may even go to jail if it was negligence. But no. Not with the federal government. No, let's move them laterally. Let's take them out of the veterans hospital. We'll put them in a senior hospital. How's that? And knock off some seniors. Then when we're done with that, we can put them in a federally regulated pet hospital or something, you know, bring down the population in the pet world. And then maybe somebody would do something about it, because they are pets, after all. You know, go ahead and mistreat an animal and watch what happens. Mistreat a vet, and we'll give you a lateral move. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you do it with me or somebody else, but just do it already. You know, that's how you find out what's going on. That's how you get engaged. Not for marriage. You know what I mean? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to my website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lot going on up there. You know what else you can do up there? You can buy my book. I like that. You know, it's really that simple. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. If I over-enunciate, it works fine. Anyhow, you got to head up there. Yes, the book is selling. I'm surprised. You know, somebody who bought the book, their daughter got me today and said, look, I really liked your book. And I wouldn't expect her. She's like 18 and 19 years old, she's pretty liberal and what have you. She said, the thing I liked about the book was you were speaking to me. It wasn't one of those books that sounds like, you know, you're way up over everybody's head. I don't know how to take that, though. Was she saying it was dumb? Like, I don't talk so good? But she said she felt like I was talking to her. She felt like the book, every chapter, that it was just me sitting in a room speaking with her. So I thought that was pretty cool. Grab the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It really is about the stuff that we're talking about on a daily basis or trying to talk about or being beat up for talking about. You won't get beat up for talking about it in the book or reading it from the book. Also, as you know, we have David Fisher's on with us on a regular basis. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And David's talking about the potential bail-in that could be coming. We are still in a world of hurt in this country. We're still in a world of hurt when it comes to the debt. And he's giving away a Morgan Silver coin. All you got to do is call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Now, you have to qualify, and as I've been saying every single night, here's the qualification. You can't live in your mom's basement or your grandma's basement, for that matter. You have to have some kind of job and a few, you know, and two nickels to rub together. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, he's got a couple of white papers he wants to send you along with the Morgan Silver coin, the coming bail-in, and your IRA, having physical metals and taking possession with no tax liability. 844-715-7311. Give it a holler. Seriously. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, hey, look, you get lost in these things, you know what I mean? So Parker, the veteran who died, they're trying to say it had nothing to do with the maggots. But we'll see what happens because, you know, maggots show up, right, when you have, what is it, sepsis? It's a blood virus? Bacteria. Infection. You give me one word at a time and the whole thing. Oh, okay. You know, and they're saying it's not from that, but that's where the maggots come from. Right? You've got the infection, you got the bacteria there, and the maggots show up. I mean, that's the Reader's Digest version. But this guy got a $15,000, the director of the Veterans Affairs and that hospital got a $15,000 bonus because he's doing such a wonderful job. And as I started to say, you know what, you know, we, in the private sector, this guy might have been prosecuted. He definitely would have been fired. He might have been prosecuted by both the state and the feds, maybe. I don't know. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Of course, there's no voter fraud. What's wrong with you people? Come on, really, seriously, don't you know that? Because, you know, the minute that Donald Trump brought it up, you can't have voter fraud. It doesn't happen. It's not real. But there's proof of a huge Democratic or Democrat election fraud. While the votes, some of the votes are being recounted or looked at. So, Stan Vaughn was a candidate in Nevada's Assembly District 15. Who has huge proof of fraud in his district. It's a Democrat kind that involves falsified, non-existent voters who somehow still manage to cast votes. I keep saying. See, if all of you know that Houdini promised to come back from the dead, right? Remember, he promised to find a way back? All he had to do was threaten to vote. Republican. He would have come back plenty of times. In 9,200 instances, the person supposedly registered to vote didn't live at the address provided. Now, it was verified by Mr. Vaughn's clever idea to send an individual piece of mail to registrations in which he had reasons to question their validity. Now, Las Vegas and the state of Nevada, at the minimum, have a huge problem, but it's likely larger than that. So what he basically did was, it's a great idea, actually. They suspected a bunch of voter fraud, you know, people that didn't exist, that weren't real, that were voting and had been voting. So they sent mail to those locations, and the mail was returned. Nobody's addressed by that name, nobody there, address not real, the whole nine yards. He conducted a random check of 200 of the registrants, whose mail was returned by the U.S. Post Office as being invalid, and found that 185 of them still voted. If that factor of 92.5% fraudulent voting is extended out to the 9,200, right? That meant that there were over 8,500 fraudulent votes cast in Mr. Vaughn's district. Now, I know that there'll be Dems that'll read the story, hear this, and go, no, no, that doesn't mean that at all. But it would mean it if it was the other way around. If they thought it was Republican fraud, you bet your buns it would mean the same thing. Now, as bad as that is, the problem is much worse. Mr. Vaughn has the Election Department cumulative daily voter turnout rolls in which some serious and impossible anomalies were found to exist. Through November 2nd, the reports indicate that 10,000 people in the district had voted, and as of 2 days later, another 2,400 had voted. However, 1,900 votes by independents, third-party and non-party partisan voters disappeared in that two-day period of time. They must have wrote it on, self-destroying paper, maybe. It's like you see in a movie, you know, all the spy movies. At the same time, another 3,200 increase in Democrat turnout was registered, while 1,000 Republicans are shown to have voted. The total number of votes recorded during that two-day period was 2,466. There's no way the number of votes that cast could have decreased without fraud being involved, and the totals simply don't match up. Somebody is monkeying with the system, he said, and they're generating 180% voter turnout as well. Oh, my God, we have to use that system. I'd love to get people to turn out that. I'd like to get 100% turnout. Actually, no, that's not true. I'd be happy with 80. 85. That would be really cool. If you can get 180, I want to take that class. I want to find out how you do that. Edward Snowden, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and dozens of movie stars were registered to vote, and when Mr. Vaughn attempted to vote for himself, he was informed that he had already voted. Which is not uncommon. It's happened here in California, in the Los Angeles area. Others reported a similar experience, and all were given provisional ballots, which would only be counted if the vote total was within 1%. Now, provided Democrats were able to maintain a cushion of 1% in their fraudulent vote. Fraudulent. Are you getting that? Fraudulent. His and many other American votes are never counted. So unless that margin goes below 1%, your provisional ballot doesn't count. Isn't that disgusting? You get there, they make a mistake, they give you a provisional ballot, and that provisional ballot doesn't count. So somebody goes in and votes for you, and votes against what you want them to vote for. You get there, you're the real person, and your vote doesn't count. Now, the votes have been effectively nullified by the Democrats, including what are surely many illegal aliens. Now, President-elect Trump lost the state by only 27,000 votes. So one area alone, you had about 7,000 fraudulent votes cast. You only needed a couple more to blow this whole thing wide open. The fraud exposed by Mr. Vaughn represents roughly a third of that number in just one small district. It's one of 42 districts in the state. You wouldn't have to have much voter fraud. It's what we've been saying for a long time. Seriously, you have to pay attention to what's going on around. Look, my local, after thousands and thousands of votes cast, my local city council race 1 year was decided by 32 votes. 32. School board election, 17. It's not cool. That's why you have to watch out for this. You have to call it out. You have to make noise. You're right. In this case, nothing got fixed, really. And I think it's infuriating that somebody shows up and says, no, I didn't vote. And that's wrong. And it shouldn't be a provisional ballot. As long as, you know, that would be one of those times where you say, show me your ID, I'll verify your ID, I'll let you vote again, and this is the one that counts. Not the first one, this one. I don't know how you'd make that happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, a professor says that you can't call people ladies and gentlemen anymore, and forget mom and dad. Wow, we're in a world of hurt, aren't we? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Right after this.